Hello and welcome to American Girl Unboxed, the podcast where we dive deep into the stories, styles, crafts, and snacks of the American girls we grew up with. I'm Grace, and today I'm here with co-host Katie.
Hello.
And we have a special guest today, my friend Carissa. So Carissa, can you please tell everyone a little bit about what your life is like right now?
Sure. Hi, I'm Carissa. I am a mom. I work at my kid's school, which I love, and I just really enjoy a lot of nostalgia like Grace does as well.
And Carissa, how did you have a lot of hobbies too, which you're like, Carissa is one of those people that Katie is this way too. If she's like, oh, I like this thing I just saw at the store. Oh, I can just make it myself. And then they can and they do. And it looks even better than the one at the store. So Carissa, I feel like you have so many hobbies. Like you do beading, you do photography. Carissa was my photographer at my wedding. You do painting, like so many things. I can't even list them all. But another big hobby is reading, which is partially how we met. So do you want to tell the story about how we met?
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, I have a lot of hobbies, way too many to keep track of. But we met we both responded to a bulletin board book club advertisement, and I joined first, and then Grace, you were the month after me, and we just hit it off really well at first, and we had just like sort of a group email to coordinate everything. We didn't have any text chains, and after the book club, I was like, I want to get to know her more, because I was trying to make friends in my early, or I guess I wasn't quite 30 yet, and so I like reached out on the side with an email to like bring up something that you had mentioned and ask you more about it. And then we emailed back and forth, like these long emails to each other, just back and forth for a while. And eventually I was like, here's my number in case that's easier for you. And it turns out that we both love giving ourselves assignments over things and having like a goal to work towards. And I mentioned the Tournament of Books, which is like a March Madness for literary fiction that happens obviously in March. And turns out you love brackets and I also love brackets. So we decided to make our own book club surrounding the Tournament of Books. And at first it was just the two of us and we had a variety of pears for a snack and we discussed, it was Lincoln and the Bardo. By George Saunders. And then eventually it slowly organically grew after my sister joined and brought along a friend. And then we just kind of expanded from there.
Yes. And that was 7 years ago. So we've known each other for a long time now. And yeah, Carissa, I'm so happy that you're in my life and that you indulge me in talking about all my nostalgia that I enjoy talking about. And Carissa did have a doll growing up. She had Kirsten. And we will get into her story more in depth later on. But today we have a very special episode because we are actually recording on St. Lucia Day. So Carissa, can you explain what did you bring up, Katie and I, for our chat today? What did you bring us?
Sure. Yeah, since it's St. Lucia Day and I had Kirsten, I decided to make St. Lucia buns or Lucicotter. I hope I'm saying that right. My kids really enjoy learning the story behind St. Lucia, and we've always kind of meant to make them. And so I thought this was the perfect opportunity if we're going to record on the special day.
And they are delicious.
I was going to say, before Carissa, you tell us maybe a little bit about what you put in them. You said you can explain your process in just a minute, but Katie, do you want to describe what they look like, tasted like, your thoughts?
Yes. So when I walked in, they look exactly like Kirsten's little accessories. So they're a twirly bun, and then they've got kind of four corners and a like crisscross in the middle, and then each corner has a raisin on it, and they are so sweet and so good.
Yes, they're delicious. And we do have a beautiful photo that Carissa took because, again, she's a photographer. So if you go onto her Instagram at American Girl Unboxed and you're like, wow, they really stepped up their game, that is why, because she took the photo and it looks really beautiful. So if you want to take a peek at what they look like, you can check it out there. Carissa, can you tell us a little bit about your process in making these? Like, where did you get the recipe and did you alter it, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah. So the shape is actually called the Golden Wagon, I believe. So there's different types of shapes you can do, single swirls, a single rope with a swirl on each end. you can do different directions for the swirls, and they all have different names. But that one I saw was what Kirsten's accessories were, so I wanted to copy that one. And I actually used the American Girl Kirsten recipe that I found online, and I followed it pretty well. It does call for saffron, which is extremely expensive. So I didn't use saffron. I looked up to see what you could substitute, and most people recommended substituting turmeric for it as like a 2-to-1 ratio. So I put in turmeric with twice the measurement that they called for saffron. And then I started to get a little bit nervous that the bitterness of the turmeric was going to overpower them a little bit. So I looked up another Scandinavian recipe, and they had used a bit more sugar in their ratios. And I also know my audience and know that you love sweet things. So I upped the sugar a little bit. There's not a ton to begin with. And that recipe also called for a little cardamom. So I added about a teaspoon, I think, of cardamom to the original recipe. And other than that, I think I stayed pretty true to it. I had to kind of wiggle around with it a bit because the yeast I had, I wasn't sure how well it was working. My dough was not doubling as it was rising the way I expected it to, but putting a warming pad under it helped. And when they came out of the oven, they looked nice and puffy and fluffy and golden brown on top with the very yellow dough around it. And it turned out good. So yeah, I was happy with how they turned out. They're not super sweet, but they're kind of like almost on the sweetness level of like a Hawaiian roll or something at Thanksgiving, I'd say.
I tell you what, when I opened, they were in a Ziploc bag. And when I opened it, the smell was so delicious. And I agree, it's a Hawaiian roll is a great comparison. But then the raisin just gives it that extra little pop of sweetness too. And they are delicious and beautiful. And I'm so thankful that you made them because I probably wouldn't have braved this recipe myself.
I don't think I would have either.
So this is the only way we were going to be able to try these.
I was going to say that the only thing that gave me confidence was that I also randomly worked at a bakery for like a month or two. So I have some experience baking bread.
Carissa really can do anything, honestly.
That sounds like it.
She really can.
These are so good. So we have a really fun activity for today's episode. And like we said, we are recording on St. Lucia Day and it's holiday season. There's lots of holidays coming up. And so we thought we would go through and describe the historical characters and their friends' holiday outfits. And then each of us is going to say our least favorite outfit, and we're going to rank our top 5 favorites. So we'll get started by just explaining all of the different outfits, and Chris is going to walk through Felicity's.
Okay, so first up we have Felicity Merriman and her Christmas gown and stomacher. And for those of you that don't know, a stomacher looks kind of like a tiny apron, I believe. It's kind of like almost like a corset. And I would say her dress is sort of like this royal blue, and it has kind of this lacy detailing around the edges. She's got a little blue ribbon around her neck and some white lace trim around the sleeves and a little white lacy pinner cap on her head as well. Looks very classic. And it's really cute.
Do either of you remember the story, like why she's wearing this outfit?
No.
So I randomly, Felicity, I had reread her first 3 books before we did this podcast like last year. And in the Christmas one, she's going to a ball. So she's wearing it for like a holiday ball. And that's why I think it's extra beautiful and fancy.
And fancy.
Yes.
And Elizabeth goes right along with that. So for listeners who haven't maybe read Felicity's stories, her collection has an additional doll that's separate to the story. So Elizabeth Cole is actually Felicity's best friend. And her holiday gown is very fancy as well. It's a light sage green or mint green with floral decorations. And then the underskirt is actually bright gold, shiny fabric. The dress itself has like a V kind of front with dark green ribbons and then white lace. And then there is a green headband, bow, and gold shoes.
Okay, and we are going through these chronologically. So the next one is Caroline. Her holiday gown is kind of unique because it is a purpley color. So it has light purple and dark purple vertical stripes. There are some roses on it. She has these elbow length white gloves. She has these really pretty lilac colored shoes, which is my favorite part about the outfit. And then it's kind of funny because she has like a headpiece that is made to look like a braid around her hair. So that's something that comes, I think it comes with it, and it, you put it in so it looks like she has like a braided crown, which is kind of cute. I'm assuming that would be hard to find secondhand, like if you're trying to purchase this because it's retired. Yeah, it's kind of, to me, this is one of the more unique holiday looks that we have, because even Felicity's is a royal blue, but to me, blue feels like, I don't know, what would you guys say? What are the top tier Christmas colors, like red and green? And then I would say like blue is third as far as like most popular.
I would say gold.
Same. Oh, gold.
Or
yeah.
Silver.
Yeah, I think I would put red and green, gold and silver, then blue probably after that.
And I'm going to be controversial. I have pink Christmas everything in my house. So I'm going to put pink as a Christmas color.
I think that's very much like a newer vibe, right? Like the pink stuff has been, I mean, newer. And then also in like the 50s, I think it was also. So I think it's come back from.
Yeah. Or like the 70s, I feel like even.
Yeah. There was definitely, there's moments where it becomes more popular where there's pink. I think pink Christmas is very cute. But so I guess Caroline would fit a little bit. I mean, it's purpley. It's that sugar plum vibe that Katie was saying. That's her Christmas color.
That's my
color.
Favorite Christmas theme. So I love, yeah, we'll see where Caroline's outfit falls later.
But. Okay, next we have Josefina in her Christmas dress and mantilla. She comes with a separate holiday outfit, but I'm just looking at the Christmas dress specifically. And that one is like a yellow and black striped dress. And the sleeves are Regency style, it says. She also has a mantilla and comb. There's like a tortoise shell comb that is sewn to this black lace headpiece that kind of drapes around her face. And then she's also got this little black ribbon that goes around her waist. It's very cute.
I feel like her headpiece is so gorgeous. Like to me, like the dress is fine, but the headpiece is beautiful. And that's like makes the outfit in my opinion.
I totally agree. I think it's just like it's really striking to see all put together. She does also have this Navidad outfit that is kind of almost the same royal blue as Felicity's, just like a little bit darker. And then some white tights, and it's got a white lace mantilla on top. And it looks like the comb for that one is silver. And it's very pretty, but I do think that the Christmas outfit is just more striking.
More classic.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be biased because that's the one that we like knew growing up. But I do think the black lace in particular is more striking. I think that was a good word to use.
And then next up, we have Cecile's special dress, which is a short-sleeved red dress with white florals. And it has black and hunter green velvet trim across it and a white floral at the waist. And then there's white pantalettes that actually stick out the bottom of the dress with some eyelets at the bottom, adds like a lacy detail. And then she's got black boots and two hunter green bows in her hair.
Had you seen Cecile, like how old were you when they came out, Cecile and Marie Grace?
I think they were released past when I was interested, but not too long after. I think I stopped in like 2008 and they were released 2011.
Yeah. So had you ever seen that dress before?
I actually haven't.
Yeah. I think it's pretty.
It's very classic Christmas.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's not boring, but it's like a little bit just sort of like, yeah, classic Christmas, nothing super out there or that's really that eye catching to me, but
not extravagant.
Right. But it's very pretty and classic. Yeah. Agree. Next is Marie Grace's, and hers is a way different vibe. It has, okay, where to even begin with her? So she has this like plum colored ribbon in her hair, and then her outfit, I'm sorry, her outfit just makes me laugh. It's like, it's green, it's like a celery green and plum, and then there's like a white collar, and then her skirt has green, it's white with green stripes, and then it like the green stripes have purple lining. So it's just like a lot of green and purple and looks a little bit clownish to me.
Yes.
And then I will say I like her boots. Her boots are like black with white, and they remind me of Samantha's, I think, the boots that go with her midi outfit.
Yes.
And I do think those are cute. I think the rest is just like such a weird combo. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Very untraditional, like, holiday colors.
Yeah. I would be really curious. I'm excited to read their books, and I'm kind of curious how this fits in. I mean, oh, here's what I will say. The colors are very like New Orleans. Like, it's,
yes,
like the, that's like the colors that you would associate with Mardi Gras. So I don't know if it's a Mardi Gras story, maybe.
Maybe.
Which would make a lot more sense.
It's also called her party outfit and not a holiday outfit. So I'm curious if it is aligned with a different holiday or it, anything too.
Yeah, it could, like, yeah, it could be Mardi Gras. That would make more sense. But so we probably should have read the books before we judge anything. But yeah, so that's Marie Grace's.
I almost wonder too if being in New Orleans, if it has anything to do with like Three Kings Day at the end of the 12 Days of Christmas, which I think those colors may also be associated with that. But after Marie Grace, we have my girl Kirsten, who is in her St. Lucia gown. I almost said Santa Lucia because that's what all the books have that I've read. And not necessarily Kirsten, just some other children's books that I have. And her St. Lucia gown is a white gown. It's got like this picot lace trim at the collar and the cuffs and on the hem. And then she has this red woven ribbon that goes around her waist. She's got her signature looped braids on the side, and she uses red woven ribbons in her braids. And then her stockings, she has little red and white striped stockings. She's pictured with her little mini doll as well. And then on top of her head is the wreath that has six little candles on top that have little red bows. And it's just, it's very classic, very festive. And she looks wonderful in it.
I would say similar to Josefina's, where like that's like the showstopper is her wreath. Like the rest of her outfit is cute, but it's very, it's literally, I think in the book, it's her nightgown that she wears to bed. So it's just like a white dress that's pretty plain. But like the wreath is so stunning.
Pulls it all together.
Totally.
Yeah. And then next up is Addie's tartan plaid dress. So this is tartan plaid, as right in the name. And it's got puff sleeves, is about down to her knees. And then the dress itself is in green, yellow, navy, and red. And then there's a wide navy bow across her waist. And my favorite part is actually the collar, which is in black and white and has a little black bow at the top with her neckline. And then the dress also comes with black tights, black shoes, and a green hair bow.
I love Addie's dress.
It's very, again, classic Christmas, but with some extra flair.
And you know what Christmas trend is in right now? Have you guys heard of this, the Ralph Lauren trend?
Which is just like a 90s holiday, right?
It's like basically your most classic, sort of like a fancy classic traditional vibe where it's deep plaid, like it's like your navies, okay, and it's going to be burgundy versus like a garish like red and, you know, green type situation. And then, you know, like a lot of tartan, is that how you say it? Tartan?
Yeah,
tartan. We're from Michigan, we don't pronounce our middle T's. And yeah, anyway, so I feel like her green isn't quite the color, but otherwise it's like just that sort of the in vibe right now. But I love it.
My mom had that like decorating style, I feel like, growing up. So I just associate it with like the 90s.
Well, and everyone is kind of giving people a hard time because it's like, it's a trend, but people are like, this is just normal Christmas, which like it pretty much is. It's just kind of sort of like slightly maybe classier and less like kitschy than some Christmas vibes. But I can totally see a lot of our parents probably had that in the 90s or growing up. And I think it's pretty timeless. Okay, so next up I have Samantha, Miss Samantha. We have already discussed hers. So the first one is her cranberry party dress, which is this, there's two versions, one that is sort of like a brighter cranberry color and one that's like a sort of more deeper burgundy color, which is the one that I own. And the lace collar, there's some versions that I think has like heart lace and some that has more floral lace pattern. And then it has like puffy sleeves. It's a shorter dress. And I think, again, that's just like a very classic look that kids today would be cute in. Like, no one would kind of bat an eyelash, I think, if a kid wore that today. And then her other two So their third one is like this mysterious one. But okay, so the second one is the one from Samantha's holiday set. And when I ranked my favorite Samantha outfits, I think this was my 10th favorite. Like it made it in my top 10. And it's a red and black. Is that, would you call that plaid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Plaid outfit. And it has, there's like sheer lace collar at the top and white cuffs. And then she has black tights and black boots. And it's just really cute. And again, to me, it feels fairly modern. Like I could see kids today wearing something like that. I think it's adorable. And then she has a third one that is not listed in the wiki, and I can never find information about it, but I will see it often pop up on like Mercari and other websites. And it's the same one as the holiday set, but it's just red. It doesn't have the plaid. And I think I did remember reading somewhere that it was like a Costco special or something like that, and that the dye like transferred onto the dolls. So I wonder if that's why like no one ever mentions it, or like maybe it like got, it stopped being produced like really early. But yeah, there is a third one out there too. So, but they're all kind of similar vibes, all three of them, like similar shape to the dress and then just different shades of red kind of.
Okay. Next up we have Samantha's bestie, and that is Nelly with her holiday outfit. And this one is a lot to look at. It's cute. It's just very like busy kind of. So she's got this sort of black and white plaid, which I think there's some deep burgundy in there as well. And she's got this like red sash around her waist. The top of it has this high neck collar white button up that has like red piping around the black and white portion with these black and white frills on her shoulders. Then she has these puffy white sleeves that remind me a little bit of the pirate shirt in Seinfeld. And then she also has a red hair bow with white stockings and black shoes. So it's cute. It's just like a lot going on at one time.
I feel like Nelly's outfit for some reason to me is giving like it's so ugly, it's cute. Like I think it's really cute and I really like it. So like don't come for me, but it's also kind of ugly at the same time. Like, is that just me? I don't know.
I could see where you're coming from with that, for sure.
And I was telling Carissa, it's funny because it feels very 80s to me, but it's not from the 80s. Like, Nelly was introduced in 2005, I think. So, like, it's not an 80, but, like, to me, it just has some, her outfit's 2004. And Carissa just looked it up. But, yeah, I don't know why, but it feels sort of, like, 80s. It doesn't feel 1900s to me.
No.
But I will say, too, I have seen a lot of people on Instagram posting photos of Samantha and Nelly in their holiday outfits, and they look so cute together, and they go so well together, and, like, it's just stunning. So I do like it. It, like mm-hmm. Carissa said, though, I feel like it's just kind of, I don't know, I feel like I could see it being divisive, because it is sort of a unique vibe.
And I feel like it's probably one of those outfits that, and we've had these conversations before, too, on the podcast, where if you look at it in person, I'm sure it looks so much different than these images do as well. Because I've seen pictures of them side by side as well. And it doesn't look as flashy.
Yeah.
In images of dolls. So I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of like we were talking about with Claudie's. Like,
yes.
Her stuff looks better in photos and in fan photos and in person than on the website.
It does on the website.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. And then next we have Rebecca's outfits, and Miss Rebecca must love the holidays because she's got three different outfits. So her first one is Rebecca's Hanukkah dress, and this, I believe, is the first one that was released out of all three. And this one is, she's got like a long lacy white shirt underneath, and then a short-sleeved, three-quarter-sleeve purple top and dress, and then it's almost a little bit shimmery of stripes on the dress as well. And then the skirt is knee length. It's still in that same fabric from above. There's a purple sash and then a plain purple kind of underskirt that peeks out of the shimmery skirt. And then there's white tights, white shoes with bows. And then on her head, she's got like a patterned bow, which is still in white and purple colors. And spoiler alert, this is not in my top five, but I do think this one keeps growing on me every time I look at it.
I feel like it's a fan favorite. I see a lot of collectors talking about this one, and I just feel like there's a lot of love for this outfit.
And I think I remember when she came out and seeing her collection, her meat dress is very similar to, I feel like, Samantha's in the plaid kind of realm. I always thought this one seemed more Rebecca to me. Like, this should have been her meat outfit.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
But then she's also got two others. So her holiday outfit is kind of like a periwinkle blue, light blue. And it's got a collar that's polka dotted, and so are the sleeves. But then it goes into a little amulet on her belt, which is like a blue ribbon. She's got lace trimmed skirt, and then this one also comes with white tights, but it comes with double strapped black Mary jeans and then a blue headband with a bow. And then her Hanukkah outfit is separate from her Hanukkah dress. And this one was the latest release in 2019. And this one's a longer, light blue, like ice blue dress. It's got a sash in the middle that's light blue and a sideways bow, which I think is very interesting. And then the sleeves are lacy, white lace. And there's kind of these almost white lace details on the front that almost look like straps, but they're, I don't think, straps. They're just associated with the sleeves. And then this one also comes with white tights, double strapped white Mary Janes, and then a blue hair bow.
This last one I own. I don't have Rebecca, but it was on sale one day and I think it's so pretty. So I just was like, I'm going to buy it because eventually I want Rebecca. So I want to get this before it I think it also had like limited quantities, which when American Girl says limited quantities, you never know when they're going to retire something. By the way, they just retired Molly. She's no longer available for purchase. So there's the hot tea. Although this is going to be airing a couple of weeks later and everyone listening probably will already know that. But yeah, if you aren't aware, if you're not a current collector, Molly is no longer available to purchase from the American Girl store. Although my hunch is that they will re-release her with her like accessories and charge $40 more for her, and she'll be available next year for the 40th is my prediction.
It's probably a good guess.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Kit also has two different outfits. I will describe her original one first. Now, Kit's, I will say, is one that I think is actually better in pictures than in person, because I do own it and I like it better when I see it in pictures. It's this like red long sleeve dress. It's knee length. It has a belt in the middle, and then it has this like interesting asymmetrical white collar, which I feel like is either like probably love it or hate it. It's just like a very unique look. But the cutest part about it, in my opinion, is there's like a little Scotty pin on the collar, which is so adorable. This dress goes for a lot of money on the secondhand market because the Scotty pin is very hard to come by. So if you want the full look, it's expensive. You can buy the dress really cheap, but for the whole look, which again, I feel like the pin does kind of make it, I think that it's a lot more expensive. I have the dress, but I don't have the pin. And then it also has a cute red bow with polka dots, white tights, and then some black shoes. And again, I just feel like in person, I was a little bit underwhelmed with the material. I haven't tried it on Kit, though. I think I put it on a different doll. I forget who. So maybe I'll feel differently once I see it on. Oh, I put it on Ruthie, which I thought it was just kind of underwhelming. But maybe it will look a little bit better on Kit. And then the next one for Kit, I feel like this one is fairly hated amongst the community. I've seen a lot of people talk poorly about this. It's Kit's Christmas outfit, which came out in 2017 and retired in 2018. So it's pretty hard to find. I think it's her Be Forever one, because that would be the Be Forever years. And, yes, you know, I think Be Forever in general, just most people don't like the outfits that came out during that era. Basically, it's this green and red plaid dress with an attached capelet, which is, again, sort of an interesting choice. There is a red ribbon belt at the waist. And then there are four red buttons up at the collar, and then like a little white collar, which I think that part's pretty cute. And then she also has a red bow, white tights, and black shoes. I like this one, but I get where people are coming from. Like, I think it's kind of cute, but also kind of weird. Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I can't believe people hate it. I love this dress.
You do?
Yeah. And I think I love the cape. Like, it makes it kind of unique and fancy and Kit. Maybe they just don't think it's historically accurate because she has kind of that Great Depression era that she's growing up in. But I love this dress.
That could be. I mean, I kind of agree. I don't necessarily love it, but I don't hate it. I think it's unique and it's Christmassy and fun. And I don't know, like the capelet reminds me a little bit of a coat that my grandma, I mean, this coat doesn't look anything like this dress, but my grandma, who grew up also during the Great Depression era, she had given to me, and it's and it also has this like capelet that goes around it, and I don't know when that
historically accurate.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know when the dress is from exactly. It's probably not her era, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun and festive.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own. I will say, of the two dresses, I prefer the Be Forever one. So
yes,
I do like it better personally. But I'm such a sucker for plaid. Like, that's like my favorite pattern. So anything plaid, I'm usually going to be into.
This is also much brighter and a different color scheme than I think the rest of her collection. So it doesn't necessarily flow, but I don't think her red one really does with the rest of her original collection either.
And I think that's why people have a lot of issue with Be Forever in general is the colors, because a lot of the colors are very bright.
Yes. And Kit's collection, especially for Be Forever, is very different than her original collection.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, next up we have Ruthie Smithens, who is Kit's best friend, right? And this is her holiday dress. It's this long sleeve evergreen dress that's got a pretty big white collar that kind of tapers down to her waist. And it's got this lace trim around it and a rose embroidery. The waist is gathered with a black velvet bow. And then it also has like a little lace trim that sits below the waist, like kind of in the hip area. And she's wearing these white stockings with black shoes. And she has a black bow in her hair that also has a little like red flower with a leaf. And I think this one is cute. It's very classic looking.
That is one of my favorite colors. Like that green. I love that green.
It's a unique green.
Yes. I call it this one. It's not quite exactly the green in my head, but like a 90s green. That's what I think of. It's sort of like a forest green, but slightly deeper.
More blue.
Blue, more blue. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know that the shape is super flattering, but I think it's very cute.
And then next is Molly's evergreen velvet dress. And so this is, like it says, evergreen velvet. It's very dark green. It's got buttons on the front, puff sleeves that are about elbow length. And then the dress is trimmed with white lace. There's a white bow that the dress comes with. And then short white socks and black Mary Janes. This one is very, it's kind of plain, but very classic. But it also screams 80s to me. So it's very interesting to look at on a 1940s character.
Yeah. I wonder how prevalent velvet was in the 1940s. Because I feel like
no,
it was very, I don't know about the 80s, but like in the 90s when I grew up, velvet was very in.
Yes. And looks very cozy and classic, but just not sure how accurate it is.
Yeah. It's one that I really like the dress, but I wish there had been more accessories to pair with it. Like,
yes.
I don't know even what, like maybe like a fun tight or something to go, like stockings to go with it, or shoes.
Like lace coming out the bottom of the skirt as well.
Something. Yeah, I agree. And like, I think it's one if you wore, you would want to, you know, jazz it up with some jewelry or something like that just to give it a little oomph, but it is cute. All right. So now we're moving on to her best friend, Molly's best friend, which is Emily. And Emily is wearing a purple dress. So kind of, again, a unique choice for Christmas. It is a knee-length dress with short puffy sleeves. It has a lighter purple ribbon around the waist with a bow. And then it has a purple, is that a flower? Yeah, purple and pink flower on the left side of her collar that Velcros onto the dress. It does have like the neckline is one of those square necklines, which I like. And it has some like light purple ruffling around it. And then she has what looks like a really cute necklace. I want to say it's a pearl. Yeah, like a single drop pearl. And she has really cute, what are those called? Like those socks that have like the frill, lace trimmed anklet socks. I think there's another name for them. I love when my daughter wears them. I think they're so cute. And then she has some black shoes. So I do love the like sock shoe situation. What do you guys feel about this dress? I feel like this is another kind of unique one.
I don't love it and I don't hate it. It reminds me a little bit, maybe it's just the shade of purple and the kind of top shape, but like the Rapunzel dress, you know, from Tangled. It just kind of, it's cute, and but it doesn't scream Christmas or holiday to me, and it's fine.
Or even Easter maybe or something.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, like we're in the Midwest and so many of these dresses are knee length. It's like,
yeah, you can't wear that here in mid-December.
No, you want some long, one of those maxi dresses.
So next up we have Mary Ellen Larkin, and this is her Christmas party outfit. It is a knee length again, although she has looks like some thicker tights on. So she's got a knee length red polka dot print dress. There's like, but the polka dots are like a darker red. And so it's like a kind of a lighter red with darker red polka dots with a more boat neckline. It's got short sleeves, but she also has a white fuzzy sweater that goes over it, like a cropped sweater. And she has a kind of a burgundy-ish bow that goes around her waist. It's like a ribbon and then like a pretty large bow on the side. And then she has a matching bow in her hair that is a little, not quite as fluffy as the one on her waist, but it's about the same color. And her shoes are also that color with a single strap.
This feels sort of like Janie and Jack to me, which is the collabs they've been doing recently. Like, it feels very modern in my opinion, but it's cute. I will say Mary Ellen is one of my least favorite dolls. I think she'll probably grow on me, but at this point she's one of my least favorite, but I love her collection. And so I was excited to see what her holiday dress was, but I was a little underwhelmed. I like it, but I don't love it. Whereas like her skating outfit and her sledding outfit are both two of the cutest outfits I've ever seen. And they're both retired now and I don't have Mary Ellen, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to try my best to get both of those outfits because just like the fun colors and I don't know. They're just like, yeah, they're just so cute.
That skating outfit is so fun. The bright red and like the little blue accents.
So 50s. So cute.
I saw my mom today and she was wearing a red coat with a blue sweater underneath and it looked exactly like Mary Ellen's vibes. And I told her that and I showed her a picture.
The little snowflakes are so cute.
Her sledding outfit is also really cute. I love the plaid and the hat, but I also am like wondering where she lives because this doesn't look like it's warm enough to go sledding.
This looks very spring.
And if you're sledding, there's snow. So you would assume it would be pretty cold. But yeah, I don't think, and those aren't snow pants, but they're, I think they're suspenders. And yeah, she has rubber boots, not like snow boots. But anyway, so that was my tangent on Mary Ellen's line. But okay, Katie, who's next?
Next, we have Melody's Christmas outfit, and this is a gold shift dress with some gold ribbon on the front and bows, and then the ribbon kind of hangs down at her waist. The dress itself has like a shiny floral pattern to it, and then it also comes with cream tights, black ballet flats, and a gold shiny ribbon for her hair, and this one just kind of screams Detroit to me. With all that art deco history, it's very 60s. It's very kind of like that art deco gold trim. So I love this one.
Yes, I agree. I feel like they did a great job with matching the outfit to the character and yes, like her setting. And it does, even though it's knee length, she's got the long sleeves. It's looks like a thicker material. So I feel like this was more weather appropriate than some of the other ones we've seen. Okay. And so we're almost done. We have just two girls left, and the one that I will be going over is Julie, and she has three outfits, which I had no idea. I knew about one of them. So the one I knew about is, I'm presuming, her first outfit that she had, and that is her Christmas outfit. And it is such a vibe. It is, how do I even begin? So speaking of Seinfeld pirate shirt, it's very much that as the undershirt. So it has these white puffy sleeves, and then it has this loose white bow that's dangling at the front. It's a very unique look. And then it has a maroon jumper that is sleeveless, and then it has some like floral pattern at the bottom, and it has a belt in the middle. And then this is, I think, another unique part is her tights, which I think is fun. Like, they chose a gold tight to go with it, which I think is like, that's kind of what I was saying with Molly's. It's like, give us something, you know, give us something to look at.
It's very time appropriate too.
Yeah. And then she has, it all is kind of like funny together. She has these like black strappy sandals to go with it, which doesn't go with any part of the outfit. But as a whole look, I actually do like it a lot. It's just like very unique.
And she's in California, so she can get away with sandals for Christmas.
Yeah. And she's more appropriate than the other girls because she's got long sleeves. So, and then she has two other ones. So these are the two that I didn't know about. One is called Julie's Holiday Outfit, which I think is also very cute. This one is, I don't know how it ties to the story, but to me it looks more New Year's, which I know that she does have New Year's as part of her story. And it's like a purple jumper that's sleeveless, and it has another shade of purple as the bow in the middle. And then she has like long sheer sleeves underneath it. And then she has white tights and black shoes. And then she has like a headband that is like a purple that matches the bow on her dress. And I just feel like Julie is honestly such a cute doll. And I feel like this outfit is very flattering on her. I think she looks really good in it. And then her last outfit is Julie's Christmas outfit too. This one came out in 2019 and retired in 2022. And this one, I don't personally like it. It is like a really pink velvet with long sleeves, and it has a mock turtleneck. And then the part that, like, that's fine, but the part to me that is throwing me off is that it has this like white and black stripe in the middle and in the middle of the sleeves that is just like, I don't know, it's not giving holiday to me, even though it's velvet. And then she has a black bow, which is cute, and white tights and black shoes. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this one?
I agree. I think if they got rid of that stripe and maybe did like some sort of like white lace, maybe not lace, but something kind of fun trim around the dress instead of like in the middle of the dress, or even some kind of fun embroidery like up on the chest or on the bottom of the dress, it would make it feel more holiday. I don't have beef even with the bright pink color. It's because it's velvet, it feels like something that could be holiday, especially with that black bow. But with the stripe, it just kind of feels like, I don't know, something she could wear to school for fun.
I was going to say, I love pink as a Christmas color. So the pink doesn't bother me, but the sleeve, the stripe around the sleeve is what I think is throwing me off. And this sounds so weird, but her hair is also in a bun and it just doesn't feel like Julie.
Yeah.
So I think that's also what throws me off.
I agree. I do think that's partially why I'm judging it the way I am. I think too, the stripe, the way that it looks to me feels like athletic wear. Like it's like a yes. Adidas stripe. I don't
know.
Like
Julia's an athlete. So I feel like
that's true. Yeah.
That kind of checks out with her character, but it is very much not a Christmassy dress.
Yeah. I think again, I think there could be adjustments made and it would be, but just as is, it's just kind of interesting to me. And we have one last girl left. And Krissa, can you do the honors?
Yes, we have Julie's best friend, Ivy, and she is in her Chinese New Year outfit. And it's this high-necked brocade dress that is a pretty rich red that has a gold trim and short sleeves. And if they're in California, I will allow it. This year, I believe this coming year, Chinese New Year is in mid-February. So in California, I'm sure it's fine. She also has like these soft black fabric Mary Jane shoes and a gold hair clip with red flowers, purple flowers, and green leaves. And I think this is a really pretty and feels very classic dress.
I agree. That's definitely one that if I had an Ivy doll, I feel like I would definitely want to try to get that dress for her.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Speaking of Chinese New Year, this is just a random thing that I learned not that long ago, which is kind of obvious when you think about it. But you know how y'all have like, we have Chinese zodiac signs. So I'm the year of the dragon. What are you, Krissa?
The snake.
Oh.
And the tiger.
Tiger, okay. Well, if you are born in January or early February, you might not be the year you think you are. So like my cousin was born the same year as me, and I always thought we were both dragons because we were both 1988. But she was born February 14th, and then the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, was like later that year. So she is actually a rabbit. So she's whatever the rabbit was the year before. So that's what she is. So I just found that interesting. So that might be something you don't know about yourself, is that you're zodiac might be different than you thought. So if you're like, you know, I didn't think I was a dragon, that might be why.
Yeah, I actually did know that little tidbit because my I think my son was asking like what all of our family members were, and my grandma's birthday is in January, and so I learned that when I was looking hers up that she might not be her actual that year's symbol, and I don't think she was actually.
Katie, oh, you're May, so you're
sure
a tiger.
I'm fine, yeah. I just looked it up too, and I to confirm, and I'm definitely a tiger. So
yeah. Tiger. And Chris, you are July, so you are more than fine. Yes. All right. So now we're going to get into our ranking. So let's start with our least favorite outfit. So Chris, as our guest, do you want to share first what is your least favorite of the holiday outfits? Putting you on the spot.
Oh gosh. Thanks. Okay. Don't hate me. Marie Grace. Yeah, Marie Grace. Sorry.
She's my least favorite as well.
She's my least favorite too.
Sorry, Marie Grace.
I feel bad if any of your listeners love this outfit, but Yeah, when you said it was a little like a clown, I kind of opened it up and I was like, oh my, okay, we're going to the circus.
Yes, I feel like it just, it doesn't give Christmas, and it, the skirt in particular, like if the skirt was different, if she just had like a green skirt, I feel like I actually would like this a lot, but the skirt is,
it's
just
a skirt. I agree. Like, I 100% agree. You're totally right. If the skirt was not striped like that, because the colors are already both very just vibrant, and so it's already kind of a lot, and then so to pair those vibrant colors with such a statement in the skirt, it's just, it's a little bit of an eyesore in my opinion, but again, don't hate on us. But I do think, I will say, I think Marie Grace doesn't have like a lot of huge fans. I think I like Marie Grace. I think she's pretty. She actually grew on me. I didn't love her face mold at first, but she has grown on me. But I don't know that this dress will ever grow on me.
I think the doll is stunning.
Yeah.
So the fact that they gave her this holiday outfit, I feel like is kind of mean.
Yeah. I agree. It is definitely the stripes. But on top of that, the shape of the skirt,
yes,
it has a really like, it's very out. Rounded, it's, yeah, balloons out, and it looks like she has like some, the pantalettes that are underneath it kind of puff out as well, so it just gives her this weird rounded shape on the bottom that then like tapers to her feet. So I feel like if they would have had like a deep plum dress underneath, I would love this. I think it's so cute with the top part and the bow as well. And I can't see from the picture the shape of the top, but it almost looks like it has some sort of like, I don't know, drapiness to it and going around the back. So I think this could be actually really cute. It's just the shape combined with those stripes that's just not working for me.
Wow, I can't believe we're all in agreement on this. I wonder how our top five will go.
I saw both of your faces. Because for listeners, I'm sitting across from both of them, and both of their faces when we reviewed this one were just like giving the ick. So
I was trying so hard not to. I was like, honestly, when I had just randomly assigned us each which girls we were going to go over. And then when I saw I had to go over Marie Grace's, I was like, I'm not going to be able to hold it together because I was trying so hard not to give it away that was my least favorite. But I don't think I did a good job. But
Cecile's is so cute in comparison. Oh, yeah. The same time frame. So I'm like, they could have done better.
Yeah. Agree. Okay, so now let's get into our top five. So, Carissa, what is your fifth favorite outfit?
Okay, this is a tough one. It's almost like tied with my fourth, I think, but I'm going to give it to Felicity.
That's a great choice. Felicity's is just beautiful. Like, and I love that color blue. Do you know what her cloak looks like, her red cloak?
Yes, I do.
We're sharing a microphone, so we're having some technical struggles, challenges. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Her cloak, I think, is also, well, okay. What do you think? The red with the blue, the cloak with the gown.
I like it here. It's not something I normally would have paired, but for like a festive outfit, I think it's fun.
What about you, Katie? The red with the blue.
I think it's a great combination, especially for that time period. I feel like it's just very regal and fancy.
Yeah, I love it personally. I think, like, yeah, both colors are so rich and yeah, good. Okay, so that's your number five. Katie, what's your number five?
Okay, my fifth is probably a controversial pick after we've gone through these. But Nellie's holiday outfit is my number five. I think, like you said, when I see it together with Samantha's, it's so cute. And then I also think this is maybe a little biased because it's coming into play as well, but her winter coat and her holiday dress go so well together with the like color schemes and just looks so good. So I feel like that kind of moved it up. And then I also had Samantha and Nellie, so I think it's a little bit of nostalgia, but I didn't have this dress. So I think this one just, for some reason, moved into my fifth place.
And I want to be clear, even though I kind of was rough on it, I do love the dress too. I think it's so cute. It didn't make my top five, but it would probably make my top 10. And I think she looks, Nellie's just the cutest, in my opinion, one of the cutest dolls. And so I love everything she wears, and she looks so cute in it.
I'm sorry that I was kind of not hating on it. But
no, it's okay. We can have different opinions, rough on Carissa.
It, but I just looked up her holiday coat since you said that, and it is so cute.
Yes.
That would be way up in my list if that was one of our options, because it's like this dark gray kind of wool looking with these buttons and the like snow leopardy fur trim with the hat and the red mittens. It's so cute. It's so cute.
Yeah, we do pictures for our Instagram, and I'm not a photographer, and I enjoy trying to set up these photos, but I'm not naturally great at it, and it takes me a long time. And I will say the one that I felt like was the easiest was when I did Nellie and Samantha in their winter coats, just because they're both so cute in their winter coats. So I literally could have just taken a picture from any angle or anything, and it would have looked cute. So I agree totally about the coat. I feel like my fifth one is also a little bit controversial because it's a very new outfit. Okay. So it is not from like any of our childhoods. And it's Rebecca's most recent Hanukkah outfit. It's the one that I bought. I just think it's so pretty. I think it's so delicate and feminine and just like, I don't know. I really love it. I think it's beautiful.
That was one of my honorable mentions. But I sent Grace a snarky screenshot because I had ranked my top 10. And then she's like, wait, we have to do 5. So my honorable mentions, but Grace asked me to choose just 5. Rebecca is number 6.
I'll come back to Rebecca.
Ooh. I will say, Krista did, I think I originally told you both top 10, but then I was like, that's going to be way too long.
Way too long.
So I apologize because it is hard to choose, but you can mention for sure any honorable mentions as they come up. So, all right, next up, we have our fourth favorite outfit, Carissa.
My fourth favorite was Melody's. And ooh. I wasn't sure why. I just really like it. It just is very like, it doesn't feel overdone, but it feels unique and kind of just pretty and classic in its own way. And I think you said it exactly right when you said it really captured the time period and place of the kind of Art Deco style. I just think it just looks so good on her. I love it.
It does.
I feel like it's one that is not divisive. Like, I can't imagine people finding too much wrong with it, you know? Like,
yeah,
it might not be everyone's favorite, but I can't imagine people hating on it because it is just a really nice outfit.
You can't deny it's cute.
Yeah.
My number 4 is Caroline's holiday gown. So the purple, I also loved watching Bridgerton when it first came out. And this is very like that same style, that same time period. But like Grace said, I have been on a sugar plum Christmas kick. And so I think this one just kind of moved its way up because it's very unique. It's purple. It's a little bit different, but it still gives Christmas to me.
I love her gloves. That's my, yes. I think that's so fun.
And I do love the braided headband. Like, as weird as it is as an accessory, like, the hairstyle is super cute. So
I agree. That's, like, one of my favorite parts of it is the braided headband because it's, I mean, what child is, like, going to sit there making a braided crown? I can barely do Kirsten's loops, and those are much simpler. So, like, I like the ruffles around the sleeves and neckline, and then the little, like, what is that in the middle of her waist that's like a little gold buckle, but amulet. It looks more fancy than that. So yeah, that's a good choice.
All right, my number 4 we have already talked about, and that is Felicity. She is my 4th.
That's a good choice. My 3rd was Rebecca's 3rd Hanukkah outfit, the light blue one, and I totally agree with what you said with like how it's really delicate looking. It's just so pretty and it just suits her very well.
I love how you both went with blue for 2 of your top 5.
I was just like, look at us being twins.
Yes.
Two similar. And I do feel like Felicity, I don't think is that surprising that we would choose, especially since we grew up with her. But I feel like, you know, again, I feel like Rebecca's most recent outfit is probably controversial just because it's so new, but it is really pretty.
It's a pretty gown, though. And then my number 3 is very appropriate for today. It is Kirsten's St. Lucia gown. So I just feel like this is classic American Girl and it's classic Christmas time, and just the wreath on the head is everything. So, and Grace actually has Kirsten out for decor in her house, and I love it because it's just so appropriate.
Yeah, that was the Christmas outfit that I most wanted to put on display just because it just feels so Christmassy. And she sits on, I have a, what are those called? Like an
alcove.
Alcove. In my living room that has some shelves. And so she's sitting up in one of them and she looks so cute. All right. My number 3 is probably surprising based on how I talked about it, but it's Julie's original Christmas outfit.
I love it.
I just think it's so fun. It's just so unique. And I just think it's such a vibe. And I totally want to own it. I'm going to try. It's retired. So try my best to get my hands on it. But I think it's just so cute, even though it's kind of funky, but I love it.
I think it's so fun. And I love that you chose something kind of like funky because it fits with you very well. Okay, number 2. Oh, getting to the top. This one was hard. It's like, pretty closely tied with my number one. Number two is going to Josefina in her first one.
Me too.
With the black mantilla. It's just so striking is the word that just keeps coming to mind. It's just so beautiful and unique, and it's just really eye-catching.
Yeah, that's my number two as well. And I think striking is just a great word for it. And I love the lace mantilla, and just the illustrations in this book too with the outfit are also gorgeous. So it just is very unique, and I love it.
I think that would probably be my number six, like as my honorable mention. I feel like that would be, that's the one that I was kind of waffling like, oh, should I have included hers? But I will say like the dress I like, but I don't love. But again, the headpiece is the part to me that is the most...
Altogether, it's an outfit.
Yes. And you're right. The dress does go really well with the headpiece, and it just all fits and looks beautiful. All right. So my number two is Addie. I love her look. It's kind of, it's not, you know, we were using that word striking. It's not necessarily striking in that sense where there's like this big wow factor, but I just think it's so cute. And I love the pattern. I love the colors, and I think she looks adorable in it. So yeah, that is my number two.
It's a classic choice.
Yeah, I do like Addie's dress. I am not really one for like a puffed sleeve, and I think that's the one thing that throws me for it. But I do love the plaid color of it and the big sash in the middle. So, drum roll. My first choice is Kirsten's St. Lucia dress.
Of course.
Because it just, yeah, it screams. I know it's not a Christmas dress. It is its own holiday, but it just, with the wreath and everything and the candles, it just really like gets you in the Christmas spirit. And I had Kirsten. I have this outfit. I played with this outfit many times, and it was... Yeah, so it's got that nostalgia factor for me as well. But not a holiday outfit, but kind of on theme, I do also love Kirsten's like skating outfit as well, yes, which I have at home too. And I'm obsessed with it.
I love it.
Yeah, oh. Her winter outfit is like the last one I need to get. I was just telling Kitty this the other day of her like her main outfits, the winter skating outfit. It's so cute. So that's on my like, that is top of my list to purchase.
And Kirsten's very cottagecore, so I feel like all of her outfits are very, like, in right now, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's true, yeah.
All right, my number one was surprising to me, but it's Elizabeth's holiday gown.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never seen this before. My sister owned Elizabeth, and when I opened this up from the link, I gasped. Aww. Like, I just thought it was stunning, and I love the color. I love the, like, gold pairing with it, and I think she just looks absolutely beautiful, and it's just a beautiful dress. So surprising, because I don't really love that story, or like I don't remember the Felicity stories, but I don't remember loving them super well. But this dress was just top tier for me.
I love, okay, so first of all, that was such a twist.
I know.
Which is fun. But second of all, I love that you chose one that you'd never seen before. Like, that's so cool. That
I just like gasped when I opened it. Like, it was so pretty, and I love the color, and it's just so fancy looking.
I do have her upstairs wearing that currently, so I'll have to bring her
to go look.
And she has like the green cloak. Have you seen her with a green cloak that goes with it? And it's more cohesive. So I love Felicity's gown with her red cloak, but I will say Elizabeth's is beautiful in a different way. It's like more cohesive. So the green goes really well with her dress, and it's a velvety cloak. It's beautiful. And then it has this like gold bow.
Stunning. I just looked it up.
It all just goes really well. And her shoes are really pretty. They're like this like gold shimmery thing. And yeah, agree. Her dress is gorgeous. For my number one, it is Kirsten. So again, Chris and I are twins. But again, like I didn't want to give it away when I was talking earlier, but like that was like the number one thing I wanted to purchase when I started recollecting, was like, I need her St. Lucia gown and her wreath. Like, I just feel like it's such a statement piece. And although I do collect my dolls, I don't really have them displayed in my house. They're all upstairs. And that was like the one that was like, no, I want her displayed like at Christmas time, because it just is so beautiful and so festive and so perfect. All right. So that is our list. And again, you will hear Carissa in an episode down the line. We'll get to know more about her and her history with American Girl. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to the listeners. We hope you tune into a future episode soon.